everybody, and welcome to John Hennigan's Old Time Radio Show.
So glad you could join us.
It's going to be really terrific. We got some really wacky, zany old records for you tonight. Boy, oh boy.
It's going to be a swell time.
All right, so it's July 27, 2025. We're doing part two of our, what did we call this?
Robert said the name.
Yeah, gosh, I don't remember what we called it.
Something about renditions.
Contrasting renditions.
Contrasting renditions. Isn't this fun?
Old popular songs.
Those words even make sense together.
Yeah, all these different versions
by
different bands.
It's like 4 a.m. They won't let me leave. I'm trapped in this room doing podcasts. Help! SOS.
Well, if you're listening to this, the aliens didn't take over.
Actually, the flying saucers have landed.
Oh my god. Hey, that one's kind of cute.
Uh-oh.
Good luck with that.
Eden's going with one of them.
See you guys later.
Don't go. Come back. Don't go with him.
It's a cookbook.
They got a hot tub in this ship, man. What do you want me to do? And body lotion.
They came for Eden.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Who could blame them? It's been 28 years. We had a lot of laughs. See you in the universe, baby.
I'll write you a letter here and there, or like telepathically, you know.
Sure.
Wish you were a beer.
Hey, we had a good run. All right, so what do we got for the folks now?
So we're going to continue with this contrasting of pop versions of popular songs of the day,
right,
with these later versions done by like rural types,
yeah,
country
really
guys
fun.
Or blues guys doing these pop tunes, which was unusual. The record companies didn't really encourage that. They liked the country guys to do hillbilly tunes, you know, wrap it up the gum stump or something.
Yeah, right.
And the blues guys that stick to the blues. And
right. Early marketing strategies.
Yeah. But once in a while, these versions of pop tunes got through.
Yeah.
So now we're...
Lucky for us.
We're moving right along. I'm going to do a version of My Blue Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular tune of 1927.
I don't even know if I know this song.
Oh, of course
when
you do.
Yeah, I know it's... call and evening is nigh. I hurry to Blue Heaven.
Yeah,
yes, of course.
Everybody knows that,
yeah. Right? Everybody.
Anyone knows this song. Yeah.
Anybody born before the year, I don't know, 1970 anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the versions we're going to hear?
Well, the first version is from the Grey Gull label.
Oh, great.
And the artist credit is Foxtrot with vocal chorus.
Okay, perfect. And what's the second one? Because we're going to do them right.
The second version
back.
Is Darby and Tarleton's version.
A masterpiece.
It's really weird. They changed the whole meaning of the song, and it's like changed to a religious theme. It's about Jesus and death.
Yeah.
Great. The original version, just like about, you know, being in love and we make a little happy home together, my little blue heaven.
Blue heaven, I turn to the right, and simple white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. Home to mine.
everything so happy up in my heaven.
Yeah, it's weird how it's
about like a different song.
Yeah.
Until he says the words "Little Heaven," I'm like, oh yeah, it is that song.
It was interesting that both of those records had slide guitar, presumably Andy Sinella on the first
right.
one.
Right, yeah, that's right.
But yeah, it's weird how he made that song all about his whole family dying together.
Strange.
In Blue Heaven, like that was some great thing to all die together.
And baby makes three.
And Jesus makes three.
Jesus makes three.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Yeah.
Beautiful, though.
Oh, yeah, great. What do you got for us next?
The audience is eagerly awaiting.
Shandy and Old Shandytown.
Yes.
Okay, great. So what's the first version we're going
to
hear?
The first version is a guy that was popular on the radio in the early 30s named Singin' Sam.
Oh, cool.
It's not Red Pepper Sam. It's a different guy.
Yeah, John.
This guy's a kind of schmaltzy singer.
Oh, okay.
But he's very popular at the time, Singin' okay. Sam. And then the second version by Sparkplug Smith.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, this reminds me that, like, we have a new record that hopefully will be out by the time you're hearing this in December called Shanty and Old Shantytown.
Oh, that's right. We do this tune.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you want to recommend that the people buy that record?
Well, sure.
Yeah?
I'd like for them to buy it, yeah.
Well, that's a great endorsement. I mean.
Will you be angry if they don't buy it? Like enraged?
After as long as I've lived, my expectations have become very low. the public taste.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that you should go out and buy East River String Band, A Shanty and Old Shantytown, and you should buy
In His Heart,
Tales of Paranoia heart, by Crumb, the new comic on Fantagraphics.
Right. Get out there, kids, and buy.
Yeah, buy.
Spend those dollars.
Support
ducats.
Your country.
Just around the corner, America, there's a rainbow in the sky.
You want to help support our country so we can build our military-industrial complex, kill more people, and have the aliens come down and zap us if it hasn't happened already. All right.
So.
Well, anyway, on that note.
At least you have some nice music and a comic book to read on the toilet.
I'm up in the world, but I'd give the world to be where I used to be. A heavenly nest where I rest the best means more than the world to me. It's only a shanty in old Shantytown. The roof is so slanty, it touches the ground. But my tumble-down shack by an old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, is calling me back. I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown. In a shanty, in old Shantytown. Thank you. in old shanty town. The roof is so slanty, it touches the ground. But my tumble-down shack by an old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, is calling me back. I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown. In a shanty, in old shanty town.
Home in shanty, an old shanty town. The roofing is sagging, touch on the ground. That old tumble-down shack down by that railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, it's calling me back. I'd give up a million if I were a king. More than a palace, it's my everything. When there's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown, and a shanty, an old shanty town. I won't nail shanty in old shanty town. The roofing is slanting, touch on the ground. That old tumble-down shack down by that old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, it's calling me back. I'd give up a million if I were a king. More than a palace, it's my everything. When there's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown and a shanty, an old shanty town. But that didn't matter, 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 that didn't matter. When there's a queen waiting now with a silvery crown and a shanty, an old shanty town. Now old man shanty, an old shanty town. The roof is flattened, touch on the ground. That old tumble-down shack down by that old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, it's calling me back. I'd give up a million if I were a king. More than a palace, it's my everything. When there's a queen waiting now with a silvery crown and a shanty, an old shanty town.
Great.
Someone says, got any Black Patty 78? Do you have any Geechee Wiley?
Yeah, I do.
He does, actually.
I pick Paul Robin Queen and Last Kind Words.
Me too. What's next, boss?
High Society.
High Society.
Yeah, a New Orleans jazz tune.
Okay.
I have a version by Monk Hazel's Bienville Roof Orchestra. I think it's a New Orleans band, I think. Monk Hazel. Very nice.
Looking forward to that.
Then a Cajun band, the Jolly Boys of Lafayette.
Love that band. Phenomenal. Yeah.
Do you have High Society by them?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
You have Old Man Crip?
Nope.
What do you have? What do you have?
What do you have?
Hold up, hold up.
We're leaving.
Hold up, hold up. Almost there. Almost
the flying there. Saucer has landed.
I do have High Society. I was listening to the other side. Taint Q2S avec moi.
That's funny. I mostly listen to High Society, that side.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing when that happens. E plus copy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
the world, you mean, when that craft comes.
The Jolly Boys of Lafayette.
Yeah, great.
I put it in the wrong place. Shit.
What's, isn't that?
I'll never find it again.
Where?
Sticking out the sleeve. There.
Here it is. I got it. I put it in the wrong place.
But you found it. We're losing it, man. We got to wrap this thing up soon.
Okay, I got two more pairs. You got enough room for two more pairs?
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of room.
You do.
I'm just worried about you getting tired. You know, you're misfiling now.
Well, I only got two more.
Okay, what do you got?
I've got Take Those Lips Away.
Yay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Another tune that we do.
Yeah.
Weird.
So you're going to play three versions of this?
Half those tunes. No, there's only two versions that I...
Okay, you don't have like a dance band version?
Yeah, I got a dance band version and then the Doc Roberts version.
Right.
Yeah. That's it for that tune.
Okay.
That I know of. Except for our version. First version's by the Brooke Johns and his orchestra. Brooke Johns is the vocalist. This is like 1923. And the second version is by this Kentucky musician Doc Roberts, who played fiddle and mandolin, and his version of Take Those Lips Away is on mandolin.
Okay.
Well, you've had your fun and you know what you've done, but my time is coming tomorrow. Take those lips away.
Doc Roberts was interested in this tune, but not interested enough to learn the whole thing.
Yeah, he probably just picked it up somewhere, you know.
And when by the time he did it, this is like 1929 or 28, so it's 5 years after the tune came out, so it must have sifted down to the, you know, hillbilly level.
Well, you know, as as Don Ken told me when he was working at Kester's record store in Chicago when he was young. He said Sleepy John Estes was staying there. He used to come up from the basement and take all the new release 45s down to the basement and learn them.
That's right. Learn the latest hits, yeah.
And Don said, you know, he'd watch him do this and kind of be like dumbfounded, you know. He said he'd take anything, you know, country, pop, whatever. And he finally got up the nerve to ask him. He said, Mr. Estes, you know, I noticed you learn a lot of the modern, like, pop tunes. He said, yeah, well, you know, if you're going to play a house party, you got to know, like, the top 10 hits.
Okay. And that's right. He's like, exactly.
He's so, like, you still play house parties? He's like, well, not in, like, 10, 15 years, but you got to be ready.
That's right, yeah. I remember that story.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody might call for one of these latest tunes.
Hey, man.
Got to be able to play it.
Got to know what's going on, man.
That's right. It's embarrassing if you don't know them.
So I wonder if somebody like, you know, Doc Roberts, you know, played, you know, different kinds of things and just learned random pop tunes, you know.
Yeah.
Probably in a half-ass way, kind of like this, but, you know, close enough.
Got its own charm.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Novelty tune of the late 20s called You Can't Blame Me for That.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I like that title.
This unknown band on Banner label.
Let's see that.
Unknown band, unknown singer.
Wow, great. Okay. And so what's the second version?
Second version is by a backwoods female named Sylvia Porter. She played with Archie Porter's band.
Okay.
Here's on this Banner label, they call it the Missouri Jazz Band, but that's just a generic name they would
paste on any band, so we don't, the band's unknown.
Okay.
If skies are blue or gray, when things go wrong, I sing a song and laugh the blues away. The girls today get married to some old wealthy dub, but soon he's made a member of the alimony club. But you can't blame me for that. No, you can't blame me for that. You can't blame me for that. Tried a new hair tonic, now he has no hair at all. A dog is always fighting, to fight is what she loves. And when her little pups were born, they all wore boxing gloves. But you can't blame me for that. You can't blame me for that. You can't blame me for that. Ma said, no children, dear. The stork was hard of hearing. That's the reason I am here. But you can't blame me for that. You can't blame me for that. You can't blame me for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, we could end it on that one if you want.
Well, I was kind of interested in your idea of the...
Okay.
When my shooter walks down the street.
Okay, cool. Now you admit that's a great record.
Yeah, great. I don't know why they called her Hazel Scherf on this label. Because there's another record of her that's labeled Sylvia Porter.
You mean a different song or a different pressing?
A different song.
Oh, wow.
Also on this same label. And then she's some in the discography, she's associated with Archie Porter's band. So I figured it's Sylvia Porter. That's definitely Hazel Scherf.
Yeah, weird.
Know why they called her that. I don't know.
Who knows? All right, so we're going to do one more coupling. This was a really interesting show. Oh. I enjoyed it. I think the people do.
Oh, sorry, I just
somebody's yawning over there.
I just woke up. Are we doing something? What is this? Boy. What is this microphone in front of me? Say aliens are here. I'm sorry. Past my bedtime.
Your contributions are thoroughly appreciated.
I sense sarcasm, but I'm hoping it's love.
All right, so what do we got?
We got When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. First, it's by the Marigold Entertainers.
I like the
band
name.
From Minneapolis, recorded in 1929.
Cool.
And then a version by a Hawaiian band, Sal Hoopy, recorded in 1925 when the song first came out.
Yeah, these are his earliest recordings. I think they're his best.
You think so?
I love these Sunset records. They're all great. Wow. Yeah. Hmm. And he does a lot of pop tunes and really hot playing.
They're hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Sunset label recording quality is kind of crappy, but...
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, but anyway.
All right, thanks for doing it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great band.
Yeah, very fine band.
So you said your mom went to this?
The Marigold Ballroom in Minneapolis. That's their only record. So I was visiting my Aunt Janelle in Minnesota about 20 years ago. She was quite old. And she was talking about how nice my mother was. During the war, when my father was overseas, my mother stayed with his family in Minnesota. She had three little kids. I was one of them. And we're living in New Richland. And my Aunt Janelle come over there and got to know my mother quite well. She was only a teenager at the time, Aunt Janelle, 16 or something. And so when I saw her 20 years ago visiting her in Minnesota, she said, "Your mother was so nice. She was so generous when she took me to the Marigold Ballroom in Minneapolis one Saturday night." Drove up there. We had a great time.
Could have heard the Marigold
Entertainer. Now it's the '40s. It was a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Swing.
Yep. For the audience, so long for a while.
We love
that's
you.
That's all the songs for a while.
We love you. We love your audience.
Thanks for tuning in to John's old time radio show.
Ooh, that was nice.
Please join us next time, where John will chastise you, call you stupid, and say fuck off. Thank you and good night.
Well, that's great.
I'm going to use that in every show. Every show is going to end with that from now on.
That's a career she could have had.